This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient's first name is Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E. Last name is Alman, A-L-E-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12/15/1948. Date of evaluation is 4/18/2023. Next paragraph, HPI history page, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, comma, history of a bipolar disorder, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present illness. This is 74 years old female who was recently admitted to the neighborhoods of White Lake from Karamanos Cancer Institute. Patient's chart indicates multiple medical problems, including history of COPD, acute respiratory failure, difficulty walking, hypothyroidism, mental cell lymphoma, bipolar disorder, post-herpetic trigeminal neuralgia, presence of cardiac pacemaker, period. During my evaluation, patient was resting in bed. She acknowledged that she had treatments for mantle cell, M-A-N-T-L-E cell lymphoma. She reports that she fell recently patient got progressively more irritable as I asked her questions to assess her mood, cognition, and prior history of mental illness. Period. She did acknowledge that she was taking Zoloft for depression, but did not know that she's on olanzapine. She appeared to be somewhat hard of hearing. She did tell me that she was born in Tennessee and has one daughter and grandchildren. Next paragraph, I spoke to a patient's daughter, Christy, K-R-I-S-T-Y, extensively, who affirmed that her mom was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and was under care of psychiatrists previously, but most recently her PCP continued her medications. The patient took Zoloft and lithium for a long time until lithium was discontinued at Karamanos. For concerns about, quote, adverse cardiac effects, period. Daughter knew that her mom was prescribed olanzapine at the hospital. Patient apparently has been at Karamanos for almost 4 months, and she had neurotoxicity from cancer treatment for lymphoma and had cytokine release syndrome. Period. Patient was diagnosed with lymphoma in 2015 and had a recurrence of lymphoma. Daughter was not aware of any clear manic episode, but acknowledge the mom had some impulsive behavior and liked to gamble. Next paragraph. Patient is one of 11 siblings and 8 siblings are living. She used to enjoy gardening. Period. Patient's husband passed away in 2018 and he had Lewy body dementia. patient's daughter Christy reports that her other sister passed away, and she apparently had drug addiction problems. Patient's daughter reports that she has three children of her own. One goes to college, and she has a 13-year-old and another child with diagnosis of autism. Patient's daughter is a teacher. Next paragraph. A review of systems, a general CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, kidney, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergies, skin, neurologic, endocrine, hematology, allergies, non-reported, psychiatric, history of depression. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of violence attempt, unknown. Next paragraph. Social history. Education, high school, current occupation, used to work at General Motors, current relationship, widow, number of children, one, daughter, living, legal issues, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, required to inform it. Check chart review, check nursing, social worker. Next paragraph, review history and habits under common C, medical, surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, blood pressure 126/80, pulse 68, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination. General appropriately groomed demeanor. Resistant motor movements. Mild agitation. Gait not tested. Speech clear, mood angry, irritable and dysphoric, thought norm, normal range of thought content, level of consciousness, alert, orient. Patient to person, place, memory, unable to assess, patient got irritated easily, attention, concentration impaired, fund of knowledge, unable to assess, judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, medications and recurrent medications, MAR reviewed, Zoloft 25 milligram once a day, and olanzapine 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, bipolar disorder, current episode mixed, moderate, F31.62, as monitored response from Zoloft and olanzapine as prescribed. Period may benefit from psychotherapy with seniors wellness group psychologist. Disposition, Notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 99305, under supplemental administrative check, common risk benefit analysis, your common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, risk benefit statements, and the decision to treat, and my medical determination above reference risk are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.